Czech cuisine. What is typical Czech food? And what are our national meals?
Czechs in general like fatty meals with lard and flour. Our typical dish is roast pork, sauerkraut and dumplings, goulash with dumplings, or roast sirloin of beef in cream sauce, again with dumplings. Czechs often eat meatloaf and many kinds of smoked meat products, the same as Germans. Wiener Schnitzel, which is a pork steak coated in flour, egg, and breadcrumbs and fried, is a popular dish as well. The typical Czech soup is tripe soup. Here are some traditional Czech dishes: bread dumplings with bacon, or dumplings filled with plums, or stuffed pork ribs. Our traditional dishes are certainly attractive to foreign visitors, and everyone should have an opportunity to taste them. Is there any typical Czech sweet dish?
Sweets and cakes are typical of Czech cuisine as well. Most of them we can buy in normal shops, such as donuts, stuffed cakes, apple pies, marble cake, Christmas cakes, or Easter cakes. The Czech food manufacturing industry can boast excellent Carlsbad waffles or Pardubice gingerbread. What drinks would you recommend to a foreign visitor?
And what about popular Czech drinks? Some of the beer brands are world famous, but both white or red wine planted in Czech vineyards, Carlsbad Becher liqueur, or Moravian Slivovitz must certainly be recommended. What is a typical Czech lunch?
In the Czech Republic, a typical lunch consists of two courses. The first course is always soup of any kind: vegetable, rice, tomato soup, or broth with noodles. The main course is meat and side dishes like pasta, potatoes, rice, or chips and vegetable trimmings. It's eaten together with stewed fruit or vegetable salad. We usually don't have pudding after lunch, but there is always something sweet with the afternoon coffee: apple strudel, buns, or cakes. What kinds of meat do you know?
Meat can be beef, cow meat, pork, pig meat, veal, calf meat, lamb, meat of young sheep, mutton, sheep, poultry, chicken, hen, goose, or duck, and game, wild animals like deer or boar. Depending on how you want it cooked, you can have your meat as well done, medium, or rare. What kinds of vegetables and fruits do you know?
There are many types of vegetables:
cabbage,
courgette,
cauliflower,
carrot,
potato,
peppers,
lettuce,
mushrooms,
tomato,
cucumber,
gherkin,
onions,
garlic,
aubergine,
Brussels sprouts,
radish,
horseradish,
leek,
legumes, lentils, peas, beans,
asparagus,
fruit,
apple,
pear,
peach,
apricot,
plum,
cherries,
raspberries,
strawberries,
currants,
gooseberries,
orange,
tangerine,
lemon,
grapefruit,
melon,
blackberries,
blueberries,
pineapple,
banana,
grapes.
What ways of preparing food do you know?
You can roast meat in an oven, bake dough in an oven, fry oil in a frying pan, boil in water, simmer, steam, grill, stew, or smoke. When cooking, you have to peel vegetables, slice bread or meat, cut, chop, or dice, grate cheese, coat in something, beat the eggs, knead the dough, grease the tray before baking, mash potatoes, sift the icing sugar, drain pasta, stir coffee with a teaspoon, pour milk into it, squeeze a lemon, mince, and stuff. What containers are used for storing food?
We have sweets in bags, chewing gum in packets, milk in bottles or cartons, butter in tubs, matches in boxes, sardines in tins or cans, chocolate in bars, honey in jars, wine in barrels, and beer in crates. Describe a kitchen and a laid table.
There is a long kitchen unit in our kitchen with many cupboards for plates, cups, and pots. There is a sink on the left and a few drawers next to it. The upper drawer is for cutlery. Under the sink, there is a litter bin. Next to the litter bin, there is a dishwasher and washing machine. On the right, there is a cooker and microwave. The last cupboard on the right is actually a fridge. There is a small pantry as well. In the middle of the kitchen, there is a round table with four chairs. On the table, there is usually a tablecloth, and there is always a bowl of fruit in front of it. For lunch, there is a soup plate and the dinner plate, tablespoon, knife, fork, glass on a mat, napkin, and salad bowl. Soup is served with a ladle. For the afternoon, there is a set of teacup and saucer or mug, a milk jug, and bowl of sugar. In the middle, a teapot covered with a tea cozy, especially in England. For coffee, there is a cup and a saucer and teaspoon.
What is your favorite food?
My favorite food is fried cheese coated with flour, eggs, and breadcrumbs. I usually have it with chips and mayonnaise. You can eat it with boiled potatoes as well, but mayonnaise or tartar sauce is essential. I sometimes prepare it at home, but it's not as good as in a restaurant. There are a lot of dirty dishes left over. You need two frying pans, and I hate washing up. When we eat out, I often have it because it's delicious and cheap. I love above all Chinese food. I have been to a Chinese restaurant, and it was really delicious. I like spicy food, so Mexican cuisine is fine with me, and I like Indian curry as well. I love Italian recipes for pasta and pizza too.
What food do you hate?
When I was a child, I used to refuse many meals. I used to hate potato pancakes and gherkins, which I love now. But I still hate tripe soup, black pudding, white pudding, and blood sausages, which are similar to the national Scottish food, haggis. I find it disgusting.
Can you cook?
I'm not a very good cook, but I have to help my mom sometimes. I can prepare a few recipes, like pasta with cheese sauce or roast chicken and rice. Those are easy, but you spend a lot of time in the kitchen, and at the end, you don't enjoy the meal as much.
What do you think of convenience food?
It's good because it's quick, so you save time, as you don't have to wash up afterwards. But is it really healthy? I'm not sure about it, but it's good to have convenience food from time to time, and otherwise to stick to preparing traditional homemade meals.
Cooking is a waste of time. Do you agree?
Yes, in a way it is, but what can we do? We have to eat, and it would be very expensive to eat out every day. But there are machines that save our time. Microwaves, blenders, freezers, dishwashers, etc. A restaurant is great, but expensive. You can choose what you want, which may make your diet rather unbalanced. You keep ordering something you feel like eating, so you will never order, for example, lentils in a restaurant.
Compare eating in the school canteen and at home.
In the school canteen, it's not bad, but there's no choice and we have to queue up. Sometimes the portions are not large enough and we have to ask for a second helping. I like home food, but the drawback is the washing up that you have to do later. Is there a difference between Czech pudding and English pudding?
Czech pudding means custard in English, and in English, the word pudding is a dessert. Sandwich is named after the Earl of Sandwich, who loved eating and playing cards. So, he invented a way how to eat and not to make his cards greasy. He put meat between two slices of bread. Adverbs. Love goes through the stomach. Hunger is the best sauce. Have a sweet tooth.
Lay the table.
Yum.
Yuck.
Tasteless.
Leftovers.
Cookbook.
I have a rumbling stomach.
Pickled.
Homegrown.
Pastry.
Donut.
Baguette.
Loaf.
Pancake.
Open sandwich.
Spread.
Rolling pin.
Pressure cooker.
baking powder,
self-raising flour,
yeast,
ketchup,
mustard,
lean meat,
fat meat,
liver,
kidneys,
rissole,
cutlet.